Like many of Arizona's international exports, fruit and vegetable seeds are sent to Mexico on a regular basis. On the outskirts of Mexico City, farmers still use pre-Columbian techniques to grow them. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Rodrigo Cervantes reports.
A few miles away from the rowdy streets of Mexico City lie hundreds of acres of greenlands. It's a bucolic and peaceful landscape within the southern city limits. Even before the Aztec era, this place, known as Xochimilco, has been the region's agricultural center. That's Horacio Narciso Enriquez, saying that a lot of people are still surprised to know that farmers like him can grow crops in Mexico City. Horacio, like his ancestors, produced vegetables and fruits that supply the city, the country, and even parts of the U.S. Centuries ago, when the area was still covered by a huge lake, pre-Columbian communities developed a technique to grow plants on floating rafts and shallow lake beds called chinampas. Most of the lake is gone now, but the remaining chinampas are here in Xochimilco.
La germinación sí es ancestral.
Horacio explains that he still uses the ancient technique for germinating baby spinach, basil, and three kinds of lettuce. And just like in pre-Columbian times, farmers still sail in little rafts on the channels to transport their goods, including the seeds. About 95% of vegetable seeds used in Mexican crops are imported, most of them from the U.S. During the first quarter of 2016, Mexico imported more than 3 million pounds of vegetable seeds from the U.S. That had a trade value of almost $33 million. Horacio says his fields use seeds from the U.S. since his parents' generation, and some of the seed sacks are a proof of it. They're marked with an Arizona brand, Sierra Seed. Eduardo León coordinates sales for the Nogales-based company.
Probably about 98% of the seed we sell goes to Mexico.
Sierra Seed buys vegetable seeds from all over the world, even lettuce seeds from Yuma, and then exports them. León says demand is rising.
So we're talking about millions of seeds.
Just like many other U.S. companies, Sierra Seed has exported to Mexico for decades. León says the North American Free Trade Agreement, known as NAFTA, just made his business more complicated.
I was here before NAFTA, and I'm here after. And what I'll tell you is that when they signed that agreement, they started asking for more requirements.
So, should NAFTA be revised?
I don't know. I would have to. That's a hard, difficult question. Because, you know, it's been how many years since they signed NAFTA, so a lot of things have changed since then.
In Xochimilco, Horacio considers that NAFTA has helped him grow more types of produce. He knows that a change in the agreement could impact his business. In a globalized world, he says, Mexico and the U.S. walk hand in hand. Rodrigo Cervantes, KJZZ News, Mexico City.
This story was produced in collaboration with the college radio station Concepto Radial, KJZZ's partner at the Tec de Monterrey in Mexico City.